Life Unlimited with Stephanie Staples.
Well, it is time to recharge, re-energize, and revitalize with our nurse-turned-motivational speaker, Stephanie Staples. Welcome back!
Woo-hoo-hoo!
Did you get enough sleep last night, Steph?
Yes, I did. I'm a full 8 hours last night, right on me.
Sleep is so, so important. And lack of sleep can be related to so many different things in our life, mood, everything like that. And so we want to talk a little bit about sleep math with you. I am intrigued. Bring me into your sleep math world.
Okay. Well, I mean, I agree with you. This is foundational. And if I had a nickel for every person that said, I'm so tired. I'm so exhausted. And I say, you know, about how many hours of sleep have you been getting, you know, on average? And they're like, 5 or 6. Okay, well, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to tell you you're tired because you need to sleep more. But you don't know my life. I got this and I got that and da-da-da-da-da. And it reminds me a lot of that Family Circus cartoon. I don't know if you remember, but there's a little circle and Billy's like, he's on his way home. And instead of taking a straight line home, he jumps over fences and he goes to do 100 other things before he actually gets home. And I feel like for a lot of us, dare I say, especially women, the same thing about going to bed, right? I'm tired. I'm going to go to sleep. But then we have 28 other things we got to do before that happens. And that's where the sleep math comes in. So the first question I would ask you is, what is your sweet spot hours of sleep? For example, this is the time that if you didn't have to set an alarm, you would wake up after having this many hours of sleep and you're like, I actually feel pretty good. I think I'm ready to get up. What would be your sweet spot number of hours?
That's a great question. And I did a little test on my own last summer, actually. And I thought, I'm just going to see what time I wake up every day, just on my own. Like I wake up naturally around 6 a.m. and I go to bed. I'm usually pretty done by between 10 and 10:30. So on average, I get between 7 and 8 hours sleep every single night. And that seems to be my sweet spot. Any less than that, I'm draggy. Any more than that, I'm useless.
It's funny how that works in reverse. So if we said, like, do you want to say 7 hours or do you want to say 8 hours? What number do you want to play with?
Let's say 7, because you know what? I don't want to make this too difficult on you.
Okay, so you already kind of answered the next question. So the next question I would ask is, what is your typical time that you would wake up to start your day for work or that sort of thing? And you've already said 6 o'clock.
Okay.
Then I would ask you to do more thinking. Now, how long does it take you to do your, in quotes here, bedtime regime? So that would be getting your stuff organized for the next day, doing your hygiene routine, pray, meditate, read, yoga, whatever you do before bed. How long would you need to do that stuff? So for me, for example, I would give myself like an hour, 20 minutes to get ready for the next day, 20 minutes to do my hygiene routine, 20 minutes to read, yoga, whatever before bed. What does yours look like, Karen?
I am laughing because I'm listening to you going, yeah, I really want to do all those things. But honestly, when I make my decision to go to bed, by the time I've made that decision and I'm in bed with lights out, is about 15 minutes because I haven't built any of that in. I'm just like, okay, I'm going to go to bed now. And then I just go to bed.
Okay. So 15 minutes is what you're using like unconsciously. So if you were to be conscious about it, what would be a nice amount of time do you think?
I love what you just said. Prepare for the next day, even get my lunch ready. I'd love to even have the odd time where I could just take a bath or do some sort of facial or something like that, right? Like crazy stuff. So, I mean, ideally, I would love.
Let's give you an hour.
All right.
Dream big.
Do it.
All right. So here's the math. So your get up time is 6. Your sweet spot hours of sleep is 7. So you got to go backwards from the 6 o'clock and that takes us to 11 o'clock, right? So that would be your 7 hours of sleep. And then you're going to go one more hour because you got that hour that you gave yourself for your sleep routine. So that means 10. It means at 5 to 11 or 10:45, you can't be like, oh, I got to get to bed by 11. No, that means at like 10 o'clock, your alarm goes off on your phone. Screens go down. You cease and desist at 10 o'clock. This is your sleep regime. You tell your family, this is how it's going to roll. Maybe every single night it's not going to work. Try one night a week. Try 2 nights a week. How many is reasonable to try? Try 3 nights a week. I will guarantee you, if you live with someone else, your family wants you to be well rested. They don't want you to be a nasty, overtired, cranky bear, because you think you've got to do 100 other things before you go to bed. But if you know at 10 o'clock, everything stops at that time, the most important things are going to rise to the top. And let me tell you, no one has died since I started doing this. The world has continued to spin.
Phew.
And I know. That's my spiel. What do you think?
I think it's brilliant. And it's like anything that we do in life. If you didn't plan things out and you didn't set time aside, then you'd be getting absolutely nothing done because you're just probably spinning in circles mm-hmm. all the time. So I really like that idea. And having that morning routine is the same thing. Mm-hmm. You know, setting aside enough time, like you don't get up at 6 a.m. and head out the door at 6:15. Well, maybe a few people do. Maybe lots of people do. But you shouldn't, right? Because then you're scrambling and you're probably forgetting things and it can really set your day off on the wrong path. So I do have time. I do make sure there's time in the morning. So you need to do the same thing at night. I love it. I think it's a great idea.
It's about being purposeful and intentional and deliberate. And sleep is foundational. Everything else will be better if you get a better night's sleep. Everything else will be better and everything will be worse if you don't. And if you continually rob yourself of this basic necessity, you're harming yourself and everyone around you. You're not working to your capabilities. The world's not getting the best of you, and on we go. The best time to start your day is the night before. There's always going to be one more thing to do. You will never be done again. So just decide at this hour, I'm done. Otherwise, there'll always be one more thing to do because we have this thing called one more thing-itis. I'll just do one more thing and then I'll get ready. One more thing and then I'll get ready. Was that just me?
Oh my God, I love that. No, it's so true. I can see and hear so many people saying, oh, that's so me. It's such a really brilliant point. It just resonates so well because it's the way so many of us live our lives. And I will say it, especially women, because we pack so much into our day and then we've got all the other things usually on top of that to have to deal with.
So a funny thing, and again, this is probably completely sexist, but in my audiences, I will often ask men, I only want the men to answer this question. When you are tired, what do you do? And they shout out, sleep. They don't even shout out, go to bed. They just sleep wherever they are. And that's it. And I'm not dissing the men. I think we should learn from them because typically as women, when we're tired, what we do is we complain about how tired we are. Oh my gosh, I'm so tired. Oh my goodness. I'm so tired. And then if we have a partner, perhaps they might say, well, go to bed. And we say, oh, I can't go to bed. And we pull out our scroll of all the things we have to do. And then at some point, exhaustion hits us and we have to go to bed. But then we put our head on the pillow and what are we thinking about? We're thinking about that scroll and all the things that we didn't get done. And if that scroll should ever finish, the new list that pops up in our head is the list that says all the things we got to do tomorrow. So no wonder we're not sleeping so swell, right? So what would it be like if we honored our body and we just gave ourselves that gift of at least a good try for a good night's sleep? Put our head on our pillow at the end of the day. This is what I tell myself. Everything that needed to get done today got done today. And everything else is going to be there tomorrow. And maybe I didn't help everybody today, but I helped somebody today. Somebody's day is a little bit better because I showed up as best as I could. And I show up as best as I could when I'm well rested.
I think this is a great place for so many people to take a look at how they can change their life and choose that wellness piece by just working in a routine that will get them to sleep. And I like the math that you do and how that all works.
Yay. Well, I look forward to hearing how it works for you.
I'm going to do exactly what you said. I'm going to start with 2 days because that's reasonable and then see the results. And I'm sure as I see those results, it'll be 3, then 4, then 5. Then
I think that's the other thing. You hear a concept or an idea and maybe your first thought is like, I can't do that. I can't make that work. So maybe for 7 days you can't do that. But Linda, you just said, I'm going to try it for 2 days. Maybe an hour is like too decadent at first, but maybe you'll try half an hour. Then maybe you'll grow it, or maybe half an hour will be plenty, or I don't know. But it's not just shutting the ideas down because that specific way won't work for you. It's about taking the idea and going, twisting it, turning it, combining it with others. How can I make this work for me?
And before we go, anything else?
Yes. I just want to say it's Stephanie Staples encouraging you to live your life unlimited.